NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. The more we learn about the universe, the weirder it seems to get. At least that's the feeling of astronomers as they puzzle over the latest results from NASA's Hubble Space Telescope. Scientists are using Hubble to try and answer one of the most basic questions about the universe: how old is it? The Big Bang Theory holds that in an expanding universe, the most distant galaxies also are moving away from us at the greatest speeds. The rate at which this speed changes with distance is called the Hubble constant. Determining the Hubble constant requires that you first be able to measure accurately the distances to other galaxies. Scientists use stars called Cepheid variables for this purpose, but they're difficult to see. That's why Hubble's measurement of Cepheids in the distant galaxy M100 is such an important milestone. It gives astronomers hope that by making similar measurements in other galaxies, they'll be able to nail down the age of the universe. Hubble program scientist Ed Wyler.
This first galaxy that we measured was the most difficult one that we could think of. We knew that if we could find Cepheid variable stars in this galaxy at this distance, that we could finally determine the Hubble constant, because all the other galaxies we're going to measure in the program are closer, so they'll be easier.
Even though these first results are only preliminary, they've already caused some head-scratching among astronomers. The age of the universe is generally set at anywhere between 10 and 15 billion years. But if borne out by subsequent studies, the Hubble observations would place the age of the universe at only 8 billion to 12 billion years.
That's extremely surprising, because if we know anything about how stars evolve, we find stars in our own galaxy that are at least 15 billion years old. So we've got a real problem here. We potentially have objects in the universe that are older than the universe itself, which of course can happen.
If the lower age estimates hold, it means that either cosmologists will have to go back to the drawing board to explain why the universe is as young as it is, or stellar astronomers will have to rethink their models of how stars evolve. That's not the only monkey wrench Hubble has thrown in astronomical theory lately. For years, scientists have struggled to account for the so-called missing mass of the universe, which is inferred from the rate at which galaxies rotate. Even though this missing mass is invisible and its nature is unknown, astronomers think it may account for 90% of the total mass of the universe. One leading theory has held that maybe the missing mass is in the form of very small dim stars, called red dwarfs, that don't appear in ordinary sky surveys. So astronomers took advantage of Hubble's power to search for these red dwarfs.
Trouble is, they just aren't there. That is, it seems that the universe doesn't want to make stars that are less massive than, say, about one-fifth the mass of the Sun. That is, there are no stars that are one-tenth the mass of the Sun. And this is quite unexpected and rules out basically one of the most popular explanations for the missing mass.
Another possibility is that the missing mass is in the form of very hard-to-detect subatomic particles that pervade the whole universe. But that's only a guess right now. The truth is, we don't know what the missing mass is made of.
We know it has to be there because of that speed of rotation of galaxies. We know something's making these galaxies rotate faster. We know it has to be there, but now we've got to come up with more exotic things than we can even think of right now.
Wyler cautions against jumping to the conclusion that everything we thought we knew about the universe is wrong. But the new Hubble findings leave astronomers wondering if they might have to rethink some of their favorite theories, which may not be all that bad, says Wyler.
To me, that's the most exciting thing about science. It's not just building billion-dollar programs to answer questions and to confirm ideas that you had. It's to show us that we're on the wrong track. I think it'd be great if we find out that, through our Hubble observations, that the age of the universe is too young to explain the oldest stars. That means we've got to go back to the drawing board. That means there might be forces that we don't understand or haven't even conceived of. And that'll be great. I mean, whenever you can disprove a theory and have to rethink something, you get a better understanding of something. So I don't see that as a problem. I see that as a real success.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.